Welcome to this week's episode of the 3D Living Podcast. I'm Anne Musico, and as promised last week, I'm looking forward to sharing my top 7 tips for combining your foods in order to get the most nutritional value from them. So let's get right into it. Once you center your meals around fresh, nutrient-dense foods as God created them, it will help to learn a few strategies to increase their nutritional value. So here are my top 7 ways to get more bang from your nutritional buck. Research done by the University of Illinois shows that simply by combining cooked tomatoes with broccoli powerfully boosts the cancer-fighting compounds in each of them. Keep in mind also that cooking the tomatoes as well as combining them with a healthy fat like olive oil makes their carotenoids and other important nutrients easier for your body to access and use. An easy way to use this tip is by making a beautiful tomato-based pasta sauce cooked with olive oil, or even just adding a drizzle of olive oil to the finished sauce and serving it over whole wheat pasta with lightly steamed or roasted broccoli. Salads are one of the very best things you can include in your daily diet. They're loaded with antioxidants, fiber, and phytochemicals. However, if you're using fat-free dressings, you're preventing yourself from getting all the benefit you could. Simply by using oil and vinegar as your dressing or including any healthy fat source exponentially increases the nutritional content. The fat is like the key that unlocks all those nutrients. You can use olive oil, walnut, flaxseed, pumpkin seed, macadamia, or even avocado oil with your vinegar dressing. You can sprinkle a handful of nuts like walnuts, pecans, or almonds. Use seeds like sunflower or pumpkin seeds. Include olives or avocado slices in your salad, and you're good to go. Those are all good sources of a healthy fat. Be aware that most bottled dressings contain vegetable oils, which are high in omega-6 fats. Research shows that these increase the risk of macular degeneration and even skin cancer. We get plenty of omega-6s in our diets. We really need more of the omega-3s to balance them out. In order to get the most from iron-rich foods like spinach, beets, lentils, eggs, chicken or turkey breast, lean sirloin steak, and sardines, just be sure to pair them with a vitamin C-rich food. The vitamin C increases your body's ability to absorb the iron in those foods. The foods tend to go together well, so it's fairly easy to do. Consider a squeeze of lemon or lime on your spinach, beets, or even in your lentil soup. Have a baked potato or red and green bell peppers with your steak or poultry. Pair scrambled eggs or sardines with salsa. Again, just allow your creativity to take hold and be adventurous. Vegetables are a treasure trove of phytochemicals which are much more effectively released for use in your body when you include a source of healthy fat like olive oil, flax, macadamia nut, or pumpkin seed oil. This is the tip that I gave you when cooking tomatoes. I suggest you cook your vegetables gently and then drizzle them with the healthy fat of your choice. While grilling and broiling protein are not the healthiest ways to prepare them, we all do that occasionally. To reduce the cancer-causing compounds that grilling and broiling can cause, marinate your food using spices and herbs which are loaded with antioxidants. You can use rosemary or margarine with lamb, sage and thyme on chicken, parsley, cilantro, or fennel on shrimp. Not only will you protect your body from destructive compounds, you'll also tickle your taste buds. Continuing with the same theme, I recommend you make it a daily habit to use herbs and spices liberally in all your meals. Studies are proving daily how effective certain spices are in fighting disease as well as keeping you healthy. I'll talk more about this in detail in an upcoming podcast, but just know that something as simple as half a teaspoon of cinnamon several times a day can help lower your cholesterol and blood sugar. You can sprinkle it in your oatmeal or protein smoothie, or even put a cinnamon stick in your coffee or tea. Spice up an egg white omelet with dill and fennel, cumin and sage, or turmeric and paprika. Turmeric is being studied for its ability to fight inflammation, which is the root cause of all chronic disease. Herbs and spices not only boost nutritional value, they improve the flavor of healthy foods without adding any calories. Finally, I suggest you limit fluids with your meals. I always recommend drinking 1/2 your body weight in ounces of water. However, drinking milk, juice, or soda, particularly with your meals, will prevent you from thoroughly digesting them. You do not want to dilute your stomach's hydrochloric acid or the digestive enzymes that your pancreas produces. If you do, it can cause all kinds of digestive problems, from heartburn and indigestion to gas, bloating, and reflux. When you constantly prevent the proper digestion of your meals in this way, you can become nutrient deficient and malnourished. Here's a bonus tip for you. If you're experiencing indigestion or other digestive complaints, consider this strategy. Use traditional food combining principles that have been around for hundreds of years. They're very simple. The rules are: eat your fruit all by itself without combining it with any other foods. Only eat protein with non-starchy vegetables. You can combine grains with vegetables. So you don't combine protein with grains or starchy vegetables, so that means no meat and potatoes or chicken sandwiches. Even putting this tip into practice for a few weeks could help you feel so much better. If you need help in doing that, feel free to contact me and I can help you further with food combining in this way. By combining your nutrient-dense foods in these different ways and using these strategies, you're able to consume more nutrients with fewer calories. And that's just a great formula for effortless weight loss and improved health. Until next week, be healthy and have a blessed day.